Ah, good. You've arrived. Did Hermes give you any trouble on the way? I see. It seems he's decided to behave for a change. All right. You may leave us now. I only want to talk to the girl. You will leave us, Hermes. And if you make me repeat myself again, I'll make sure you can't come back. I apologize about him, but I'm afraid he was the only one best suited for fetching you from Earth. I am Hera, Queen of the Gods. Welcome to Mount Olympus. I appreciate you bowing, but there's no need to look so frightened. I've invited you here for a little chat. Just stand there as I speak to you from my throne. Hmm? Who's this next to me? Why, who else could ever be worthy of sitting atop Zeus's throne but Zeus himself? This is my husband, King of the Gods. Although he usually isn't tied down with a gag in his mouth. And that brings us to why I've summoned you here in the first place. Tell me, do you recognize him? Take a closer look at his strong figure, his commanding presence, his eyes so filled with fury. Does anyone come to mind? No? Well, I suppose his eyes aren't usually so hateful when he's been in your presence, nor does he take his genuine divine form, rather opting to present himself as any man that might strike your fancy. Do you remember a year ago, when a striking young chap spilled coffee all over you at your university and kept insisting on bringing you on a date as an apology? Or the elderly blind man who got much too handsy when you tried to help him cross the road? Or just last week, when a past lover of yours showed up to your doorstep with no explanation, so desperate to bed you, you had to resort to slamming the door in his face for him to leave? You're piecing it all together, aren't you? Remembering all those strange meetings you've had with so many men over the past year? Countless forms and innumerable stories, but I can assure you, they were all Zeus. I am no stranger to my husband's infidelity, and will not pretend as if my wrath toward his lovers is ever anything but malevolent. I've turned his lovers into bears, arranged their deaths, even put them under the charge of a hundred-eyed creature, so Zeus can't get to them. I have no intention of subjecting you to any of this. You are special. Make no mistake, you are not the first of his conquests to reject him. You are, however, the only one who seems unyielding in her distaste for him across all his methods of seduction. It would be a shame to punish such a resilient and wise girl for his betrayal of my love and trust, wouldn't it? Surprisingly enough, Zeus agrees with me this time, so bereft of your attention that he's agreed to be bound and gagged on his own throne, hoping against hope that this is the extent of my anger towards him. I think you'll be pleased to find that it isn't. Perhaps he thinks he'll be able to break free and finally take you right here, like the lustful heathen he truly is. But I had Hephaestus craft these restraints himself, which means my dear husband won't be able to free himself until I will it. Now that is where I would like to involve you. Come, let us venture into the next room. We'll leave him to stew in his rage. The story is thus. I remain faithful to Zeus for eons. He remains adulterous. I punish his lovers, and the cycle repeats, with no lasting consequence to him, and only pain for me. Yes, I have considered punishing him for his actions. I did, once. He tortured me severely for it. This was very long ago, even before the time of your great ancestors. But since then, I've taken as much of his insatiable desires as I can handle, and he deserves what's coming to him. I hold the sanctity of marriage to a very high degree, and there is nothing worse than believing this while being married to someone so unfaithful, even if he is the most powerful of the gods. Even if I love him. And I simply can't do what he did to me with any other man. However, I strongly doubt that he would learn his lesson any other way. Even the wise Athena thinks so as well. Here is my proposal to you. To make up for Zeus's many unwanted advances towards you, as well as to aid me in my revenge, I offer you the opportunity to be with your choice of Olympian gods. What this means is that there are a select few gods who have decided to offer themselves up to put Zeus in his place. All of them being his children, in fact. In short, they are all more than willing to have sex with you to anger their father with my full endorsement. The choice is entirely your own, of course. Should you choose not to help me, I'll have Hermes drop you off back on Earth, and you can go on your merry way. I'll just have to find another way to get my retribution. However, before you make your decision, I'd like to show you which gods are eager to make your acquaintance. Shall we? I'm sure you've noticed these magnificent sculptures, all of us 12 Olympians presiding over mankind. Here we have Poseidon, Demeter, Hestia. Here is the first of your prospective lovers, the goddess of love, beauty, and desire herself, Aphrodite. It seems as though she's had her eye on you for quite some time, although, unlike Zeus, has preferred to admire you from afar. It's no surprise, then, that she was the first to volunteer for this opportunity. Aphrodite is a gentle one, ever courteous and pleasant to be around. She is a tender lover, or so I've heard, and rather an expert at that. I managed to seduce Zeus once with her help. Despite being one of Zeus's bastards and us never seeing eye to eye, I admit that she is strikingly beautiful, with overflowing loveliness to top it all off. While she herself is married to Hephaestus, Aphrodite is well known for her fair share of lovers, even among the rest of the gods. I can't say I condone her adultery in any way, though I can't help but empathize with another goddess forced into an unhappy union. And besides, she was overflowing with eagerness to be with you, and my end goal remains the same. She is your first option. Moving on to even more of Zeus's bastard children, here is Apollo. He's a skilled one, being the god of sun, light, music, medicine, poetry, and he sure knows it. I'm not saying anything. Who am I to speak of another's ego with the one I have? But he certainly isn't the most humble lad. He has a good nature, though, always playing his lyre to entertain and delight us, smile beaming so bright you'd never doubt his powers of sun and light. You might know that Apollo has a twin sister, Artemis, who has sworn an oath of purity, remaining a virgin after all these years. The same cannot be said of her brother. Being as charming as he is, with such an athletic appearance and a beautiful face, it's no surprise that Apollo has many lovers. I've heard that he is masterfully skilled and can read his partners very well. He's also instructed me to tell you he'll do all sorts of things to you that I simply refuse to repeat, though rest assured, it seems he has a very exciting meeting planned for you indeed. The next one you've already met. This is Hermes. I sent him to fetch you because as god of trade and travelers, his winged hat and sandals grant him the ability of flight. He's also the god of thieves, not so much for the horrid act itself, but because of the wickedness involved. Hermes is quite the trickster, often subjecting others to his mischief for his own amusement and satisfaction. Which is why I asked if he'd given you any trouble. The fact that he hasn't leads me to believe he might be saving it for when he finally gets you alone. I'd watch out if I were you. There are several things he's asked me to relay to you. He's written me a list, in fact. let's see, such as the fact of him being the god of sport and athletes, meaning that he boasts a rather impressive figure, which he wants to use on you. All right, moving on. He is also very fast, which I can confirm. He was the only one I could rely on to bring you here swiftly, and intends to use his speed to drive you mad with pleasure. All right, I've had enough of this cursed list. I'm sure you get the point anyway. Hermes has been swooning over you since I first proposed this idea, and I'm sure he's still lurking somewhere near, just waiting for you to come and see him. Finally, we have one of Zeus and I's only true children, Ares, god of war. Unlike Athena, who represents the intelligence and wisdom needed to navigate battle, Ares is more representative of the violence and cruelty of war. I'll be honest, while he is my rightful son, I'm not too fond of him, but he was eager to have you, and since Zeus hates him too, I was more than happy to recruit him for this. I have no idea if you'll want him, though he isn't so bad when there's nothing to tip him off. He can be lovely when he chooses, but there's always an underlying roughness to him, an ever-present proclivity to aggression. His mouth can run quite brutal as well. He didn't say anything to me specifically, but I'll caution you against meeting with him unless you enjoy being berated and insulted. To his credit, Ares has many lovers, the likes of which include even Aphrodite herself, so there must be something to him which makes him a rather irresistible lover. So, those are your four options, if you decide to take me up on my offer. Will you go with Aphrodite, who promises sweet caresses and gentle satisfaction? Or handsome Apollo, excited to show you all new worlds of pleasure? Do you desire Hermes, who is sure to satisfy you at the cost of his impish tricks? Or do you, in fact, want Ares, a god who is unafraid to show you his roughness, who is more than willing to degrade you as he pleases? I will leave you here so you may think over your decision on who you think would treat you the way you prefer. You can even visit them all if you so wish. It would only serve to anger Zeus further, and so I fully support it. Or you can choose to leave, to go back to Earth knowing that not only one, but five Olympians desire you very much. Even though it would be a shame, I rather think it would be satisfying just to have that knowledge for yourself. If you choose any of the gods, simply make the decision in your head and follow the instructions that you hear. For now, with this kiss on your forehead, I wish you farewell, and what I hope will be a rather exciting time ahead of you.